My full name is Anna Victoria Austin Somore. When my parents announced that my mom was pregnant to my mom's parents, my dad said to his mother-in-law, "If she's a girl, we're going to name her after you." This was also news to my mom. My parents had not yet discussed names of their future baby. My mom felt, however, saying, "No, Mom, we're not naming our future child after you," might squash the joy of the moment. And so it was decided that if I was a girl, I would be named after both grandmothers, Anna and Victoria. Since I can remember, I have known this story and the connection to my grandmothers through their names, the honor, the hope, the promise. I was fortunate to know them for a few decades of my life. They were very different in upbringing and culture, and yet both women shared a similar strength of spirit and dedication to a family that inspires me still today. My identity has been shaped by sharing their name, wondering what I have inherited from them and where I differ. There's something spiritual about that connection deep and to my core. Today, in addition to being New Year's Day, is the day that we celebrate Jesus' naming. It's known formally as the Day of the Holy Name, always falling on the eighth day of Christmas. In Luke, after the shepherds have come and gone proclaiming the good news and what they have seen and heard, we hear Mary and Joseph name their baby Jesus. In many ways, Mary got the news of her baby's name when Angel Gabriel was telling her about her unplanned and unexpected pregnancy of God's child. Joseph, too, heard about God's plans for the names of his baby in a dream from an angel. In the naming of Jesus, Mary and Joseph are saying yes to God, yes to Jesus' identity. They are confessing their faith and offering their child, their eight-day-old child, their hopes and promises for his future. Jesus is a name in which Mary and Joseph say, "I accept and recognize this baby as the baby who all of these promises have been spoken about. I accept and recognize him as God incarnate, both human and divine." Jesus is a name that confesses the faith of Mary and Joseph, not only in Jesus, but in the Jewish people. The Gospel of Luke is firmly situating Jesus in the Jewish tradition of circumcision and naming on the eighth day. Just following today's Gospel, Mary and Joseph take Jesus to the temple to be presented according to the laws of Moses. Jesus is a name of God's hope and promise, not only for him, but for all people. Jesus is a version of Joshua, "The Lord is salvation," or "The Lord saves." Joshua, a prophet from our scriptures who led the Israelites into freedom after Moses' death. Jesus is a name for each of us, a verbal sacrament, an outward sign of an inward and spiritual grace. We share Jesus' name today, and every time we gather, share our sacred stories, sing, pray, eat the bread, and drink the wine. When we are dismissed at the end of worship, let us go forth in the name of Christ. Jesus' name goes with us. In baptism, Henry, Teddy, insert your name here. I baptize you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus' name is marked indelibly upon us. I was blessed this week to read naming stories on Facebook and hear them in conversation. Each story was a window into the identity of both family I've known my whole life and new friends. They ranged from significant to whimsical, funny to historical. I learned of some of my aunts claiming or stealing names, depending on your perspective, based on who had a baby first. Names were clearly a part of our identity that shape us in a spiritual way. As I read and heard these stories, my heart was warmed, and I began wondering about an additional question. What stories would we tell if we truly believed that we were marked with Jesus' name? What stories? Jesus is a name that has been a part of my life since I was baptized across the park at the Basilica. I have always identified as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus. Like my grandmother's names, there is something deep and to the core that shapes me, even though following sometimes looks a little more like running from. Jesus is a name that confesses my faith in a God that lived and walked among us, in a triune God whose sacred stories shape, challenge, and inspire me, in a name in a God that is most known to me worshiping, wrestling, wondering in a faith community. Jesus is a name that firmly plants my hope in a loving God that is beyond my understanding, in a loving God that is eternally creating. And when I drift from God, Jesus is a name that I have to reclaim as a part of my own. Jesus is a name for each of us. Jesus' name has the power to become our identity, our confession of faith, and our hopes and promises for the future. I think it's ideal that Jesus' naming day lies on New Year's Day, a day to assess the year past and name hope for the future before us. I wonder what our year would look like, where we all claim or reclaim Jesus' name as a part of our identity. I wonder what a year would look like where we generously share that core identity with others. I wonder. Today, as this new year lies before us, let us rest our hope in Jesus' name.